destroying the media lies, and dismantling the narratives, one story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show Quick Rant.
The great Andrew Breitbart said that politics is downstream from culture, and he's correct. And the fact that the party that sides with freedom, liberty, the party that actually reveres America, doesn't want to chop up the genitals of toddlers and litter their brains with filth like these graphic porn novels in their libraries, and doesn't want to mandate untested experimental gene therapies used to battle a pandemic, and doesn't want to promote some sort of curriculum that pushes white people to think that they're subhuman because of reparations or emotional reparations in the form of diversity, equity, inclusion. That party didn't engage in the culture war whatsoever. We had idiots like this guy, Paul Ryan, and listen to his take on the culture war.
Can I get your thoughts on that movement just quickly? I know we have to go, but Republican lawmakers around the country are pushing legislation when it comes to banning books. It could be trans rights. Call it anti-woke or however you want to label it. Is that a good approach, a good strategy? You're a football fan. Is that the way you should approach it?
Yeah, I'm not a culture war guy. I think it's really polarizing. Look, on some of these issues, I'll side, with the anti-woke crowd. But to me, I'm worried about a debt crisis. I'm worried about, the future of our country and China. There are big policy problems that we need to tackle if we want to have a great 21st century for this country.
I don't know how he can say it's divisive and he doesn't want to engage in it, but yet he's worried about China. Do you not understand that China is conducting a sort of new reboot of Mao's Cultural Revolution using a culture war fomented with vehicles like TikTok on American kids? If you're worried about China's influence on America, you need to be worried about China's influence on America's culture. But this guy, he's too much of a rhino to see the forest for the trees. But the culture war has been heating up. We had what happened with Jason Aldean, which I covered. And now we have a new situation with R&B artist Ne-Yo. And Ne-Yo's got a pretty strong fan base. I remember years ago, I was affiliated with a restaurant that was attached to a music venue. He came to town and the place was packed. I mean, he brought sold out crowd. So people love this guy. And he went on a podcast and he was making some points just about how crazy we are in our culture today, the craziness and the insensitivity and the nuttiness of things going on. And he made this comment. Actually, listen to this video. The whole video is great. And he makes a lot of points that are definitely not with the woke crowd. Listen to Ne-Yo talk about things like transgenderism with kids and puberty blockers and all the decisions that are being made at that young age. Just listen, it's a really good clip.
Parents have almost forgotten what the role of a parent is.
Amen.
It's like, okay,
lost control.
If your little boy comes to you and says, "Daddy, I want to be a girl," and you just let him rock with that, you just let
right.
He's five.
Right. And where did he get that
if
from?
If you let this five-year-old boy decide to eat candy all day, he's going to do that.
Exactly.
Like, when did it become a good idea to let a five-year-old, let a six-year-old, let a 12-year-old make a life-changing decision for themselves?
Right.
When did that happen?
Right.
Like, I don't understand that. I don't get that.
And to medicate these young kids that are five, six, growing up and knowing that it affects their brain. It affects their organs. It makes them sick, but they're not allowed to do drugs. They're not allowed to do alcohol.
Right.
But we can medicate them.
He can't drive a car yet, but he can decide his sex.
Right. Oh, right. What sex orientation. And he can cut up his pee-pee. And that, to me, that makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know if this is true, but I heard a rumor that they either passed or are trying to pass a law in LA that states if your child comes to you and asks to do some of these things and you say no, they could take your kid from you.
Yeah, that's true. Just passed in California.
That makes no sense.
They want us to have no control over our children.
I don't get it.
In schools.
I don't get it.
Hospitals, libraries.
Yeah.
They just want to manipulate. You got to understand when they're so young and they're already, that's
impressionable.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And from them, they're going to believe what you say. I mean,
yeah.
We say Santa Claus is real. You know, the Easter
and they
bunny.
Believe it. Like,
right, exactly.
Like, you gotta
they know what they're doing.
Remember who you're dealing with. Like, I can't take credit for it, but I heard somebody say one time, he's like, all right, if your son comes to you and says, "Daddy, I want to be a girl," ask your son, "Son, what is a girl?"
That's a good one.
What is he going to do? He's going to say, he might want to play with dolls. All right, you want to play with dolls? Fine, play with dolls.
Right.
But you're a boy.
Right.
Playing with dolls.
That's right.
I want to wear pink. All right, cool. Wear pink. But you're a boy.
That's right.
Wearing pink. No issue with the LBG. I have no problem with none of with nobody.
Okay? Right.
Love who you love. Do what you do.
Exactly.
I just personally come from an era where a man was a man and a woman was a woman. And it wasn't but two genders. And that's just how I rocked.
Me
now,
too.
You could identify as a goldfish if you feel
like. Right.
I agree. That ain't my business. It becomes my business when you try to make me play the game with you. I'm not finna call you a goldfish, but
exactly.
You want to be a goldfish, you go be a goldfish. It's all
amen.
Good. I mean,
well said.
It's just, we live in a weird time, man. We do.
Trigger warnings. What the hell is a trigger warning?
Yes, exactly.
I just don't know when the world became so sensitive. Like comedians can't tell jokes no more.
No.
Like, everybody's offended. It's a joke. It's
right.
A comedian.
Right.
It's a joke. You're not supposed to take it serious. It's a joke.
Right.
His literal job is to joke.
About everyone
right. And everything. And people want to get offended and like, don't say that. That's triggering. Oh my God. You know what?
Yeah.
Sit in your house by yourself.
Exactly.
It annoys me.
So I agree with him on all that. I mean, he's making valid points when you look at how children have to be of a certain age to drink. If you give them candy, they would eat it all day, but yet they're allowed to make these decisions involving permanent sterilization from puberty blockers and permanent, you know, becoming a permanent eunuch by having genitals removed or twisted into form or whatever the case may be at a young age. And I agree with him on the insensitivity. I mean, I love stand-up comedy. And you watch it now and it's what they call clapter. It's like laughter, but you're clapping because they're making some social point and we all need to stand up and clap. How brave you're making that social point that always goes with the left and is always woke. And that makes you brave and that makes you someone who should get a standing O. But yet you get comedians like Jim Brewer who are just dropping the truth about COVID. You get comedians like Nick DiPaolo who are just dropping truth about the left. And, you know, they're not really, they've got great selling or great streaming numbers on their specials, but yet, you know, of course the mainstream doesn't really care for them because the narratives have to be upheld. And that's what happened with Neo, because apparently his social media site posted this. It said, "I'd like to express my deepest apologies," from his Twitter account. His official Neo Twitter account said, "After much reflection, I'd like to express my deepest apologies to anyone that I may have hurt with my comments on parenting and gender identity. I've always been an advocate for love and inclusivity in the LGBTQI+ community, so I understand how my comments could have been interpreted as insensitive and offensive. Gender identity is nuanced, and I can honestly admit that I plan to do better to educate myself on the topic so I can approach future conversations with more empathy. At the end of the day, I lead with love and support everyone's freedom of expression and pursuit of happiness." And so a lot of people looked at that and said, this guy just totally kowtowed, totally bent the knee. Well, there's been an update. And Neo has since followed up with a video. It makes me wonder that, it sounds to me, because some of the points in his pseudo-apology are made in his video, but then his video shows that what he talked about on the podcast was very real to him, and he doubled down on that. And I wonder if the situation was that he was talking with his publicist because things were blowing up and people were coming at him, you know, the angry LGBTQ Trantifa mafia, you know, that Andy Ngo has pointed out as Trantifa, because for some reason Antifa is filled with homosexuals and trannies. I don't know why, but that just seems to be every single mugshot and police report by anybody that's arrested affiliated with Antifa. That's their background. But he makes the point that I'm standing on what I said, and you do you, but at the same time, there's going to be an issue when you involve me and my family into it. And that's where I'm at. once you step over that line and say, your kids now have to read this filth in their classrooms because we need to make them inclusive to trans people because they might kill themselves if they're not accepted for, you know, reading a book about Johnny likes to take it up the bum. It's called bumming, and he likes to take it up the rectum or the behind or the bunghole. That doesn't need to be taught in fourth grade, okay? Doesn't need to be taught in third grade. You can let them learn about the fallopian tubes and, you know, the sperm and the semen and all that stuff. That's biology, right? That's the sex ed that was taught when I was growing up, not this, well, you know, they like a reach around. That's not sex ed. That is called perversion. Don't sit there and teach my kid about ball gags and stuff. So Neo gets up there and drops this video to kind of clarify everything that was going on.
What's going on, loved ones? This is Neo. All right, listen. I normally don't give too much of a damn about what y'all think about what I do, or what y'all have to say about what I say, whatever. I normally don't care because, like I said, opinions ain't special. Everybody got one. However, this is something I feel very strongly on, and I need y'all to hear this from the horse's mouth, not the publicist's computer. So check this out. First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on this matter. I am a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls, okay? That's my reality. Now, if my opinion offended somebody, yeah, sure, I apologize for you being offended because that wasn't my intention. My intention is never to offend anybody. However, I'm entitled to feel how I feel. I'm absolutely entitled to feel how I feel the same way you are entitled to feel how you feel. I ain't asked nobody to follow me. I ain't asked nobody to agree with me. I was asked a question and I answered the damn question. Okay. I have no beef with the LGBTQIA plus community whatsoever. I ain't got no beef with y'all. Do whatever the hell it is you want to do. Do what you want to do with your kids. However, somebody asked my opinion on this matter, and this is how I feel. I will never be okay with allowing a child to make a decision that detrimental to their life. I will never be okay with that. I don't care. I definitely plan to educate myself a little bit more on this matter. However, I doubt that there's any book anywhere or any opinion that somebody's going to tell me that's going to make me okay with letting a child make a decision like that. That's just period, point blank, and that's how I feel. If I get canceled for this, then you know what? Maybe this is a world where they don't need a Neo no more, all right? And I got no problem with that. I'm a hustler, all right? I'll figure it out. I got kids to raise, and I'm going to do that regardless. So with that being said, y'all have a good day. I love everybody. Live how you want to live. Love how you want to love. But your opinion is yours. Speak your opinion as much as you damn well feel like it. Because as I said, they're not special. Everybody got one, and you're entitled to it. I'm entitled to mine, all right? Y'all feel how y'all want to feel. Have a great day. It's Neo. Peace and love.
So he obviously has a pretty stark position on this, but this is what the culture war is about. Defying the narratives, defying the stated groupthink approved positions. You know, the things that make us a progressive society. You know, we're gonna get rid of gender, the binary definitions of gender, and then it's a fluid spectrum. You can be non-binary. You can be gender fluid. You can be... I remember back in the day, they wanted to quantify and qualify homosexuality by saying, oh, there's a gene that is genetic. Certain people are born gay because they have a genetic, you know, Lady Gaga is born this way, whatever. Now it's fluid. You can just be whatever the hell you want on whatever day you want, whatever time you want. That gene is up and gone because they never found it. Because it doesn't exist. But the narratives have to be held sway. And it looks as though whoever his publicist is, whoever his social media account, you know, I don't know if he does his own social media or if he has a team. Some people do have a team. They have people that do it for them. I don't know if they overstepped their bounds and he made the record correction with this video, but it's pretty interesting. But the narratives have to be upheld. The narratives of George Floyd, St. George Floyd, being the symbol of modern civil rights and racial injustice. The guy who died of a fentanyl overdose, causing him to not be able to breathe, that also at one point took a gun and put it up to a woman's womb. That guy is suddenly this like virtuous, statuesque symbol of racial injustice. And we had this NASCAR driver, Noah Gragson, suspended just because he liked a George Floyd bean on Instagram. And I'd heard this and I was like, what in the world is this? Then I saw the meme, and the meme is a crab with a Photoshop face of George Floyd. And it says, under the knee, you know, the Under the Sea song. It's kind of funny. I would have hit the like button too. But apparently this guy is now suspended indefinitely. A great NASCAR driver, because NASCAR's gone woke too. But this is where we're at. And this is the culture war. We have to realize that if you're mocking their heroes of fentanyl degeneracy and sexual deviancy, then you're going to be a pariah. And we're going to drum you out of society. Now, Elon Musk is out there putting out this call for people who have been canceled for unpopular positions and standing on certain values, and he's trying to make it right. So I give him credit for that. But then at the same time, my Twitter account is under a 6-day suspension for saying that if somebody says the term non-birthing persons, they should be throat punched immediately because they said it was hateful. I was making a joke because the Harry's Razor guy said this.
You know, created a really sort of unbalanced dynamic and made the co-parenting thing really hard to actually live in practice. And so, you know, that experience, you know, was one that led us to this conclusion that, hey, we need not just a general parental leave policy, but an equal parental leave policy that treats birthing and non-birthing parents equally. So we implemented that and give everybody 4 months, regardless of whether you're the birthing parent or the non-birthing parent.
Again, we got to uphold the narratives. If you're calling somebody a non-birthing parent, yeah, you should be kicked in the balls if you have any left. If they haven't been turned inside out and turned into a neo-vagina, you should be kicked right in there. What was the Jack Black thing from the Run, Roddy, Run? A kick in the... Well, I can't say the word, but it's a see you next Tuesday. A kick in the... Go look it up. It's funny. But this is where we're at. The narratives have to be upheld. And they can't have certain narratives uncover things that they support, like child sex trafficking. What? They do? They support that? Yeah, they seem to, because they have a big problem with that movie, The Sound of Freedom. And apparently a new story came out. Fabian Marta. This is from Discussing Film. Fabian Marta, a major financier. Major financier of The Sound of Freedom, has been charged with child kidnapping. From Pop Crave, Fabian Marta, financier of the anti-child trafficking film Sound of Freedom, has been arrested and charged with child kidnapping. From Newsweek, Sound of Freedom, Freedom funder, Fabian Marta, arrested for child kidnapping. Rolling Stone, Sound of Freedom fans shrug off arrest of donor for child kidnapping. Well, Greg Price kind of, and Joel Berry from Babylon Bee kind of dug into this story. The dude donated $500 on GoFundMe and was charged as an accessory to child kidnapping when he rented an apartment to a woman who took her own child, who she was in a custody battle over. Why is the media so desperate to smear a movie that brings attention to child sex trafficking? I don't know. I did a whole podcast on that. It blew my mind that that was such a big problem for them that they had to find any way to smear it, because it's doing well. It's still outpacing Mission Impossible. It's still outpaced Indiana Jones. Joel Berry said, goobers in the media will have a field day with this because it's a funny narrative, but here are the facts that we know so far. The accessory to kidnapping charge is because Marta is a landlord who provided an apartment in one of the properties to a single mother in exchange for rehab work on the property. At some point, the mother brought the two children to live there. And even though she didn't have legal custody, they lived with her. Since Marta is the legal owner of the residence, he's been charged as an accessory to the mother's kidnapping of her own kids. Sound of Freedom was crowdfunded and sourced similar to The Chosen and some of these other shows that are up and coming. Over 6,600 people contributed. Marta was just one of those people at $500 a pop. A major financier. This won't stop these evil hyenas in the media from their her guy who funded Christian QAnon movie is a child trafficker takes. And that's basically the truth. And that's the thing. You've got to uphold the narrative, and you have to hold what you're doing in a good light, in a great space. And so for some reason, the fact that they love child sex trafficking, which we might get into Ukraine and the border, I'm working on that as an additional podcast coming up soon. Lots of information that I'm getting, and it's really just bizarre and also disturbing, but it needs to be kind of coupled together the right way so that it's presented to you so that you can understand what's really happening. But the narratives have to be upheld. And when you go against the narratives in the culture war, just like Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. The culture war has to be fought. And we will always bring up any time a culture war issue needs to have the record set straight here on the Adrian Slade Show podcast. But thanks for tuning in. Until next time, see ya.
This is Adrian Slade.